Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. Book of Ephesians, chapter 5. And let's read verse 1 to 7. Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 1 to 7. Be ye therefore followers of God, as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God, for a sweet smell savour. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, had any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Let's pray. Thank you, God. We magnify you, we adore you, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Thank you for your help and your support, the guidance that we receive from you and from your word, and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your clear voice to us, to guide us and direct us. Thank you because you are watching over your church, exposing things and dealing with issues. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We adore you, for you are great God. There is no one like you. Oh God, as we come before in the name of Jesus, we ask for forgiveness of our sins. Let us repent now and confess our sins to God one by one and renounce them before Him. Thank you, Jesus, for the cleansing power of your blood that's shed on the cross for our sins. If you confess your sin, He is faithful and just. He will forgive you and He will purify you from all unrighteousness. And we thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you, Lord. I pray for a cleansing of our conscience from all the lies of the devil. We rebuke it all in the name of Jesus. And I pray that we go forward and save you. And I pray this time, O God, I pray for your people. Remind them of the Sabbath day to come to your house and worship you and save you, Lord, and to repent and renounce their lack of commitment and sin and worldliness. I come against all in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your help and support to us. Let's come now to God and give Him thanks for all that He had done in your life, for His presence, the miracles, the wonders He is doing in your daily life. Answer prayers, saving you from troubles, protecting you, giving you good health, raiment, and food. We thank you for all these things, O God. Above all, your word, the salvation we receive from you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God Father. Let's now ask Him our needs and our petition. Yes, O God, hear our prayers. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you, our great God. There is no one like you, Lord. We are knocking at your door. Lord, we will not go to other door but on you. You are the only one who can help us. Yes, O God, we will wait upon you, God, till you rise up and provide. Till you rise up and rebuke winds. Till you rise up and make out of this stone children of Abraham in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We will wait upon your word to be fulfilled according to your will and your perfect time. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray now for our families and our loved ones. Thank you, God, for our wives, our husbands, our children, our parents, our siblings. Thank you for each and every Christian family who are part of the church. And I pray you bless these families and use them in the name of Jesus to reach the lost, that their life will be examples to others. Provide their needs. Salvation for those members who are away from you, O God. And I pray, O God, pray for miracles, provision, help, direction, vision, O God, for the children, for the future, to solve problems, open doors for each and every family to prosper, to flourish, to save the opportunities to reaching others and bring them into your kingdom. Pray now for your job, the place that you are working, for your boss, that the Lord will prosper these places that we are working, and that we will shine to bring the gospel, his word, and we'll have favor. And let's pray. Yes, O God, thank you for all these jobs. Maintain it. Maintain the incomes, the visas, and all documentation needed. Favor from you, O God. We commit ourselves to preach your word, to be good example to others, to do what is right, to be honest. And Lord, we commit ourselves as we receive income, we bring to you the tithe and the first fruit and the offerings and whatever belong to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Pray now, let's pray now for our friends, our families, back home, our neighborhood, the people that we know, and they are far away from God. Let's pray that the Lord will reach them, and let's commit ourselves that we will also bring his word to them. Bless, O God. We pray for your salvation to flow in the life of our friends, neighbors, colleagues, our classmates, our schoolmates, O God. Lord, we pray that it will be harvest of righteousness from all these contacts that we have. And we commit ourselves to preach your word, use our language, and that we know to communicate, to give them your word in the name of Jesus. Use all the medias that are available now for your word, for the message. Direct us to those who are prepared for your salvation to be discipled. I pray for more evangelism and more Bible studies to be planted in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the place that God has placed his church here in UAE, and also the extension of the church through families, individual members, through congregation in Oman, Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, in some places in Africa. Lord, we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, also in Pakistan. Lord, we pray, O God. Lord, bless your church in these places. Give us favor from the authorities, that whatever we need of papers, documentation, logistic needs, you will provide. And we pray, O God, as these places prosper, we too prosper. We pray for them to prosper. So that's your promise. Pray for the city that I bring into exile. Prosper us, O God. Prosper us in the name of Jesus, that we'll be a blessing to them, that we'll preach your word. We'll pray for them, O God. Pray for their salvation, O God. We pray also that you reveal yourself to them in vision and dreams, O God. Lord, let them know that you are the true God and we are your servant. In the name of Jesus. as you pray now also for the church, pray for yourself to be filled with the Holy Spirit, pray for your ministry, to go on and serve Him, to evangelize, to reach the lost. Oh God, refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. And I pray for those who are among us who have not yet received the Holy Spirit baptism, cleanse them, oh God, from all sin and worldliness, and fill them, burn all the work of flesh in the name of Jesus by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, I pray for workers and servants of yours to raise up from this congregation, from the other congregation of the church, in the name of Jesus. Raise up people from dead, oh God. Lord, give us the spiritual gifts that we need to evangelize, oh God. I pray for gift of healing, gift of evangelism, gift of faith, and whatever your church lack, oh God, talents, oh God, and skills from the Holy Ghost you give us, so that our ministry will be fruitful and will bring the fruit that desire to see in us. Even we commit ourselves to repent, and we will work out that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will be manifest abundantly in our life. Take over, oh God, this is your church. You are the head of the church. We are your body. Cleanse us, oh God. Prepare us for your coming in the name of Jesus. Protect us, oh God, from the evil one. Protect us from our own pride and our own evil inclination in the name of Jesus. And even today we pray, oh God, that the Holy Spirit will reign over us. We invite you, Holy Spirit, come and take full control. Anoint, oh God, our worship, the songs, oh God, the giving, the prayers, oh God. I pray even the message anointed in your word. I pray in the name of Jesus also, oh God. I pray for this recording, oh Lord. You anointed, oh God, to reach the places, to reach your people, the part of your body that belong to you, oh God. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. Lord, you deserve the glory and the honor that belong to you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We pray as we worship, there will be miracles and wonder in our midst. We thank you, God, when we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand. Give Him the glory and the honor that belong to Him. Thank you, Jesus.
The joy of the
Eternal. Oh Lord, thank you. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for the walk in our lives. Thank you for you have subdued our enemies, oh God. We thank you for the salvation, the victories that we have in you. Let's celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Clap your hand to him.
Celebrate.
Yes, O God, we thank you, Lord. We bless you and magnify you for your presence in our life, for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray as we come to you, Lord, that you touch each and every one of us, that we can feel your warm love to us, your care. And I pray for our brothers and sisters having a hard time and struggle, that they can see you in their lives, O God, how you are moving and how you are solving problems and preparing good things for us, for them, for your church, for your people to move forward, O God. O God, I pray, the area that is weak in each and every one of us, you know it very well, O God, the trial that we are passing through, the struggles, the pain, the things that is out of our control and beyond our capacities, you know it, O God, as we sing, O God. You work in our behalf, beyond our imagination and limits. O God, reveal your true love more to us, that we can see it, O God. Increase our faith in you, O Lord. Jesus, hear us as we are praying.
Oh, me close, let your love serve.
God, we continue to give you praises by living our life unto you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Speak to us your word, guide us and mold us, and teach us your ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's sit down in God's presence. Let's collect our tithes and our offerings and our vows and our festive food unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love and your care. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Lord, as we bring what belongs to you, open the windows of heaven and bless us and pour out so much blessing upon each and every brother and sister here and our breath in other places. Oh God, and rebuke all devours, fines, penalties, sicknesses, accidents, stealing, robberies, things. Rebuke it and let all nations know we are blessed by you. Lord, use this money to reach the lost, O God, and let your name be lifted and glorified. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's continue today speaking about from the sermon of Jesus on the mountain, and we will read today from verse 38 to 41, Matthew chapter 5, verse 38 to 41. You have heard that it had been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that he resists not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other side also. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you, God. We bless you. Come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word that change us, that compel us, that discipline us, that correct us. And I pray, Lord, that you put word in my lips. And let your word be explained well, and teach us, and guide us, O Lord, to go on and save you. We thank you, God, and we bless you. That's all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In verse 38, hear the Lord, and he say, you have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. He was speaking and reminding his hearer who were the Jewish people about the law of God in the Old Testament. We can read about that in Exodus chapter 21. Because his hearer were a Jewish and they have heard certain things, but here the Lord is going back and explaining things about these laws of God. Exodus chapter 21 verse 24 and 25. He say, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. And that's what he say here. The explaining of it is that if you cause somebody, you injure him by his eye, and he has the right to take your eye. You injure his hand, you have the right to injure your hand. If you take his tooth, you have the right to take your tooth. And the same also mentioned in Book of Leviticus, chapter 24. Is Jesus against this law? Let us see. Exodus chapter, Book of Leviticus chapter 24 and verse 20. They say, breach for a breach, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. As he hath caused a blemish in a man, so shall it be done to him again. If there is assault and cause a blemish without cause, the injury that he have done should be also, he pay for it. And let's read also book of Deuteronomy chapter 19, let's speak about that also. Deuteronomy chapter 19 and verse 21. It say, and thine eyes shall not pity for, but life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. That was the law of God in the Old Testament. And the purpose of this law of God is first justice, because if you had caused injury without any cause to somebody, you have to pay for it. And also, this law of God not only is about justice, but it's about compensation. You have to compensate for the blemish and the injury that you have done to the other person without any cause. Now the question here, when the Lord was bringing this law in Matthew 5 and verse 38, you have heard that it had been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Is he Christ against this, against the justice of God, or against that compensation for such injury? Now, how the Israelites, the question, how the Israelites, they were applying this law? How they were applying eye to eye and tooth to tooth and burn for burn, hand for hand and feet for feet and like, how they were applying this? We never hear in the scripture that somebody has taken another body's eye because he took his eye, and we did not hear that somebody took somebody's tooth because he took his tooth. We never hear that. And also, let me, you know, because although some people they were insisting that they should apply this law of God literally, that I should be taken for I. Now, even see here, even if you want to do it, to do this law of God literally, like we can say that, we agree that if somebody caused injury to somebody, his teeth, he should his teeth taken out. Now, can we do it? Can we do it? You know, we cannot do it for simple reasons. How about if while he's causing the injury back, he's getting two tooth instead of one? How you can correct that? Or he caused more injury than required, or he caused less injury than required, we'll ask him to hit again? Now we should understand why Jesus brought this parable here. Why he need to speak about that? Is Jesus against justice? No, he's not against justice. Is Jesus against compensation? No, he's not. against compensation. Actually, what the history and the tradition teach us about the Jewish, they were compensated by money. They would satisfy the victim with a certain amount of money as a compensation for him. And now the same here. Nowadays, there's an insurance company. There's accident or there is some complaint against medical intervention. The insurance company, they will work out to give compensation for the victim or the person who is injured to compensate him. And we know also that many people, they get opportunities of making business and good capital out of this compensation. Jesus is not against the justice of God to be prevailed, that the one who caused injury without reason should compensate and pay a adequate amount of money to the injured person. He's not against that. But he is against revenge and retaliation and using this occasion to revenge and make a personal gain out of it. Have you get the point here? Now, why God put this law in the Bible? And why we understood very well, we cannot apply it literally. We cannot, because it is not possible. It is not possible to apply it in a literal way, but compensation needed. Now, why? What for the compensation? Yes, one aspect of it is that person had been injured. His part of his body had been injured, need to compensate. Not only this, there's another valid reason for that. Suppose somebody has a burn. He got a burn, and because of this burn, he cannot work for several weeks. How he will pursue his living? Now here's the point about why there's insurance, why there's compensation. Why when guys say eye to eye and tooth to tooth, the injured part that affects the person and affects his living, that need to be compensated by the injured person so that the life of that person to continue in a normal way and he can meet his needs. Suppose, you know what they were doing also, if a hand been injured or feet been injured and can't be used, the compensation at that time they will give a servant instead of that injury that had been down to the person so that life will go normally in that person life. Christ is not against this. It's not against that if you had been injured, you will ask compensation because you need your living. He's not against this. But don't use this opportunity to retaliate, to revenge, and get things beyond the limit that God had ordained. Here Christ is speaking about what is inside your heart of anger, retaliation, and revenge, and grudges. God does not want such things to be in our life, but for justice, compensation, and to get right so that your life will continue normally. That is acceptable before God. Let's read verse 39. But I say unto you that here is not evil, but whoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. Now here when the Lord says, but I say unto you that here is not evil. Now here Christ does not mean that we will not resist sin. Christ does not mean that we will not resist the devil. Christ does not mean that you will resist the false teacher and the false teaching and the false doctrine. But what he means here is that if you receive injury, don't do the same. Don't, they injure you, they do bad to you, don't do the same. That's what he means. Don't resist the injury with another injury. But God give us right to protect ourselves. Now, for example, those who say, Christ said, don't resist. Okay, how about if a woman being attacked, she will not resist or she will give her body? That's here the point. We have the right to resist the evil things, but we have no right to go beyond our revenge and harm others, people, because they harm us. That's where Christ restrained his disciples and restraining us today. I hope that is clear. But I say unto you that you resist not evil. James, when he wrote James chapter 5, when he wrote and he spoke to the rich people, Christ did not say that if somebody coming to kill you, give him, okay, you come kill me. No. He did not say that because that's how the devil explained it to the Christian, that they need to be, just keep yourself a victim. That's not what he mean. What Christ, I understand him, don't do evil as they are doing, but you have the right to protect yourself. Don't go and accept the evil doers when they put on you that to accept sin and to compromise. No, that is not his teaching. James chapter 5 and verse 6. He say, when he spoke to the rich people, you have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. He's telling the just did not resist you. Why you come and kill him? Here James give the right for the just person to resist the thing that is evil, not to accept it, but not to retaliate, not to go and revenge. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 39. We will continue with what Jesus say and he understand. But I say unto you that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. Now here, the Jewish, because he was speaking to the Jewish tradition, if somebody slaps somebody on his face without cause, there's a penalty for that. And they will use it, they will use this occasion to make money. Now, he does not want us to behave in such a way. Now, if somebody had smitten you on your face, what is your reason to fight back or to smite him again? Slap on the face, it is not that painful. But it is insulting and humiliating. What you mean, Christ, for my sake, if they insult you, they humiliate you, you bear it. But don't compromise. You bear it and don't retaliate and do to them as they are doing to you. That is what I understand. I remember very well, one time our life had been, we had been threatened, but our life not. I was asked, are you going to call the police for such? I say, no, I've been in God's presence. I cannot call police unless my life is threatened. If my life is threatened, that is the time I have the right to call police. Because if insult, and if I will be just slap on the face or beaten that I can bear, I will bear for the sake of Christ, but I will not call police, because that's what Christ said. He say here, I should not return back the things that have been done bad to me, but I have the right to do things to protect myself. Verse 40. He say, and if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. Now here, Jesus say, if they will use the civil law to attack you, now which time they will use the civil law? They will sue thee to the law. Which time they will tell you will go to the law? When you don't compromise with them. When you don't give in to their evil things, they will use the law to sue thee. What I understand is that we should not compromise. We should not give in to people to do wrong things. We continue to stand firm in God's word and we bear. But when they will use the law to take what is not due for them, that's the time I know that I have no accountability before God to give them what they want. I have passed through that. 2-3 times I was pressurized. I have given to the people what they want after they are threatened to use the civil law against men, against the church. God wants us to have clean heart toward those who hurt us. God does not want us to revenge. There is a clear line to protect yourself and to do what is just, to make things clear, to make things that is this sin, you are not compromising. You are doing this to protect yourself, that's all acceptable. But never cross the border, do things to revenge from other people because they do such. Can we this time just bow down and let us ask God forgiveness if we had retaliate, not out of to protect ourselves but just to revenge. That's here the sin that God does, that cries when you say, if they slap you on one shoe, you give the other. Don't retaliate to the insult and danger that you have received for the sake of Christ. And as we do that, the Lord will comfort us. And also, the Lord will heal us, and the Lord also will take care of those who do bad. He will repay them the evil that they have done. Let us continue the message. We'll go now through the examples in the scriptures. We'll learn from Jesus what he taught, he passed through. In the book of Luke, chapter 6, the same has been repeated by the Lord. Luke 6. In verse 29, he said, and unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Let's read Matthew chapter 26, verse 67 and 68. Then did they spit on his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands. Verse 68. Saying, prophesy unto us, thou Christ, who is he that smote thee? Here they spit on his face, and they beat him. Now this is physically not painful, but humiliating. But he bear it. God is after the pride that's inside us. When we are insulted for sake of Christ, that pride, we should not allow it to rule over us, to revenge and retaliate. That is the sin that God is dealing with us today as a church. Matthew chapter 27, verse 30. And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. Again, they spit on his face and they beat him with the reed. Mark chapter 15, what Jesus spoke, he bore it to teach us example. Mark 15 and verse 19, the same. And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees, worshipped him. They mock him here. They laugh on him. Mocking is physically not painful, but humiliating, injuring the pride. And we should not allow it to that people retaliate. Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22 and verse 63 and 64. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on his face and asked him, saying, prophesy, who is it that smote thee? And Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. After they crucify him, Jesus forgive them. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. They took his clothes. In 1 Peter chapter 2. And verse 21 to verse 25. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow his steps. As the example of Christ, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. And when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Christ, what he say, he did. Going back to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 41, we need to explain before we continue the other scriptures. It say, and whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. At that time, the soldiers and those in the government of the Roman, they have the right to ask people to serve them, to carry their things, their bag. They will stop them off and tell them, come, carry my bag. The law at that time was 1 mile. You know, it is very very injustice, inconvenient, very disturbing. Jesus told them, you don't go 1 mile, you go two. What is the purpose of that? The purpose of that is that if you will going to resist those people, the more problem will come and more disturbance, and the peace will be disturbed, and the gospel will not be preached by you. He said, this is the point. There's no use to resist such kind of law. When coming from the government, the law, we just need to obey it even as unjust, and the Lord will help us in the rest of the things. We need to understand why Christ say these things. Because sometimes the devil use this word to make us compromise with the evildoers. No, we don't compromise. We stand on God's word and we obey Him. We have no right to retaliate or revenge. And that's where here the very big temptation. When we are hurt and injured, we are tempted to retaliate. That is here. Christ does not want us. And let us read, understand this from the life of Stephen. In Acts chapter 7, continue the examples. Why we need to forgive those who injure us and those who hurt us. Acts chapter 7, verse 54 to verse 60. When they hear these things, they were cut to the heart. Stephen was preaching to them and they don't like his message. They were cut to the heart. And they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And said, behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one voice, with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. In verse 6, and he kneeled down. He kneeled down is that submission to God's will, that he will receive that trauma. And he cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. He asking God to forgive them. And when he said this, he fell asleep. Why he prayed this prayer? This is a very important. We need to pray this prayer today. Because if he will not forgive them, they will not receive the salvation of God for the sin that they have done. And that's what we need to do today. When we don't forgive people, when we retaliate, when we want to revenge and allow the flesh to vent beyond the measure to protect ourselves, we are blocking their salvation. And God does not want us to do that. Let's bow down our head once again. Let us forgive those who injure us. And let's ask God to forgive them and forgive us for our retaliation. Yes, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. In the name of Jesus. Save them, O God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The fruit of the prayer of Stephen, Paul, who was there, was saved after the prayer of Stephen. And we will read from the life of Apostle Paul, In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, what he passed through. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23-27. Are the minister of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. Let us read here. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths often, of the Jews 5 times, receive I 40 stripes save one. Speak about suffering. There was thrice was I beaten with cord, with rods. Once was I stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In verse 26, in journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness. Let's read Romans 12. These scriptures strengthen us and confirm to us the message. What Jesus wants us to do need high level of self-control, discipline, humility, so that we can achieve the purpose of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 18 to 21. He says, if it is be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, say the Lord. Therefore, if the enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him a drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Let's all stand. Lord, thank you for your word. I pray as we confess our sin and as we renounce the revenge, retaliation, and anger, and be willing to suffer and to resist the compromises and the false teaching and resist the devil. We are ready, O God, to bear even the physical hurt and that we may receive because of serving you, Lord. God, I pray that we will feel your love and your presence at this time. Even today, O God, as we surrender our life to you, Lord. O God, I pray that we will feel your loving touch to us, O God. Healing power of the Holy Spirit. Heal our wounds and pain, my brothers and sisters and your workers in your vineyard. O God, nothing compare with your love and care to us. As we had come today to hear your word, O God, let be your healing will flow. As we sing to you, O God. Come to the Lord. Come and receive healing from Jesus. Oh God, thank you for your word. Let work in our lives. Fruit 30 and 60 and 104. Take it and separate it. Oh God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us, keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.